U.S. Senator John Fetterman was hospitalized after falling near his home in Braddock today. A spokesperson says the congressman experienced a heart episode that caused him to become lightheaded. Fetterman received minor facial injuries but was taken to the hospital out of an abundance of caution. A bill requiring Philadelphia establishments to charge customers 10 cents for paper bags has become law. This means city shoppers will soon face bag fees at supermarkets, corner stores, and other retail outlets. Maurice Sampson is Eastern Pennsylvania director at the nonprofit Clean Water Action. He says the goal is to have shoppers use reusable bags.
Since the plastic bag ban was passed, there are three times as many paper bags. They're going to decline, and reusable bags is going to make a big jump.
The mandatory fee goes into effect in January. Pennsylvania home health care leaders and advocates call the newly passed state budget disappointing. It includes $21 million to raise wages for home care workers, but advocates say it falls short of the $370 million they requested to stabilize the industry. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has more.
In-home care workers provide non-medical services to homebound residents who need help with daily tasks like showering, dressing, or cooking. Demand for these services has swelled, largely due to a rapidly aging population. Cody Jones of the Pennsylvania Home Care Association says there aren't enough workers right now to care for everyone. The trade organization estimates more than 100,000 shifts go unfilled every month.
That means a grandmother is waiting for somebody to help them get out of bed and nobody's coming. That just means that somebody is expecting care to show up at their door and that care doesn't come because we do not have enough direct care workers to care for everybody.
Jones says without more state funding to raise wages and reimbursement rates, it'll become even harder to attract and retain workers across the Commonwealth. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
In sports, Philly pro teams have the night off tonight. Flyers and Sixers are in action tomorrow. The Eagles on Sunday at